Some thoughts on Kristallnacht. Tonight, in the small town of Zierenberg, near Kassel, in the region of Hesse, northern Germany, townsfolk will gather in the dark outside the site of the former synagogue, as they do every year. 83 years ago, on the night of November the 8th, this synagogue was set on fire and destroyed. The pogrom began on the night of the 8th in that area of Germany. On that night, Nazi Party troops stormed the town, set the synagogue alight, desecrated the cemetery, and vandalised Jewish homes and assaulted Jewish citizens. My grandfather, Jacob Schartenberg, aged 56, was dragged from his home, attacked, beaten up, and left unconscious on the street. The following morning, he was taken to Buchenwald concentration camp. The Schartenberg family were the oldest known Jewish family in the area. Records show them living there since 1320. Jacob was a proud Jew and a proud German. He had fought for his country in World War I and had been awarded the Iron Cross. Incidentally, this honour allowed him to be released from the camp after 2 weeks. I am Dorothy Sadlick, a Kinloss member, and I want to share with you some memories of this commemoration 3 years ago in 2018, which I attended with my late husband John and my sister and brother-in-law, Susan and Bernard Oldsborough, who travelled from Israel to join us. It was the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, or the Reichspogromnacht, which is a term now more commonly used in Germany. I feel that this term more explicitly depicts that the whole series of events was state orchestrated. During that horrific and watershed period over the 8th, 9th and 10th of November 1938, which heralded increasingly worsening conditions for Jews, synagogues across Germany and Austria were burning. Windows of Jewish homes and businesses were smashed. Citizens were attacked, and 91 people lost their lives. Fire and emergency services were under strict orders not to attend the fires. The following day, 30,000 Jewish men were rounded up and sent to camps, and in humiliating and degrading scenes, Jews were made to sweep up the broken glass. The commemoration in Zierenberg follows a similar pattern each year. This is a small town of currently around 7,000 inhabitants. The night we joined them was cold and frosty. We spent the day being honoured with a civic welcome at the station, a cemetery visit, seeing the former home of our grandparents and the Stolpersteiner, stumbling stones laid by the town outside the house, a civic reception in the town hall, a visit to a local school who had researched our family history, and a concert on our behalf. We arrived at the site of the ceremony to a brass band playing Heveinu Shalom Aleichem. There followed speeches by the mayor and leaders of the evangelical and Catholic churches. Bernard sang Psalm 23 in Hebrew, and it was then read in German by one of the clergymen. John recited in Hebrew the special Kehem Olah Rachamim for victims of the Shoah, and I then read it in German. This was followed by a reading of names. The names of all former Jewish residents, explaining their fate, whether they were murdered, and if known, where, or if they had fled, and where to. Each and every one. There were no Jews left there after 1939. A 2 minute silence followed. Everyone stood silently, thoughtfully, respectfully. Then a blessing and more music as the band played Shalom Chaverim. A final song followed, Bleib bei mir, Abide by me, sung to a familiar tune. We felt so moved to be able to be part of this, to stand amongst the ghosts on the street where our grandfather and others suffered, our thoughts working overtime, thinking of the years of horror which were yet to come. We were more than grateful to the Zierenberg Committee for having traced me and the connections we then made and continue to make with them, that they wish to continue to work with us so that the Jews of the area will not be forgotten, and that above all, that we were able to join them in remembrance and to have the opportunity to honour our own ancestors and indeed all those who suffered. Last year, after hearing about our experiences, my then 16-year-old grandson, Gilad Nachshon, composed a piece of music for his music GCSE, a piece for five instruments entitled A Zierenberger Shabbos. I sent it to the committee in Germany, who are doing much to preserve the memory of Jewish life in that area. They were so impressed that they got together a five-piece ensemble and recorded the piece in the Stadtkirche, the town church, and produced a CD which has been widely distributed across the region. The plan was to play the piece live in the church as part of the commemoration in November 2020, 82 years to the night that Gilad's great-great-grandfather, Jacob Schartenberg, suffered on the street yards away from this event. COVID, however, got in the way. Last Friday, I received an email to tell me that the commemoration ceremony was due to take place as per usual tonight, the 8th of November. Our thoughts will be with them. Thank you for listening.